Today is Tuesday, February 25th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Let's go ahead and just kick it off with a good old voicemail. How about it?
Hi, Adam. It's Scotty. So exciting. You're going to buy a house. Let me just say what every person listening to your podcast and your previous Dubious Intent podcast has thought for the past like 5, 6, 7, 10, 15 years. Why have you waited so long? For goodness sake. Anyway, double income, no kids, high income earners. I mean, yeah, do it. Buy. Number one, you should put one person's entire wage into your mortgage.
So, Scotty, I want to stop you right there. So people are probably saying that, you know, everyone, and one of the reasons we're doing this or that I'm doing this is because I get so much flack about why are you renting, you know, throwing your money away in rent, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, I owned a house before. And it was a really bad situation, you know, and, you know, the same thing is not going to happen. Mark is very trustworthy. Mark is very responsible. Mark has a really good job, just like I do. He's responsible. There were a lot of things that were different way back when I bought a house with Maddie in Texas. However, that left a really bad taste in my mouth. We had to rent it out because we couldn't afford to pay the mortgage, because Maddie lost his job, and then when I moved, we had to keep it rented out because the housing market, right after we bought the house, that's when the housing market in the U.S. just bottomed out. And so we couldn't sell it because we would lose money on it. And at the time, neither one of us could afford to lose money, you know, basically to owe money on the mortgage, because I had just started with my new job, you know, where I'm making better money now. And so I was just giving it time. Well, first of all, I had the bad taste in my mouth. But second of all, I needed some time to recuperate from all of that bad stuff that happened. Anyway, there you go.
And probably that should be you, because if you say around $200,000 a year minus...
I don't earn $200,000 a year, Scotty. Not even. Close. Really. I promise.
What's the tax rate in America? Like 5% or something ridiculous? That means you could get a $1 million house and have it paid off in like 12 years. My other piece of advice is do not buy brand new and design it yourself and blah, 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 and pick your trimmings and whatever, or your crown moldings, as Americans call what it's actually cornicing, because you won't get it right. And you'll never be happy, and all you'll see is the tiny things that you should have done or shouldn't have done, and it will bug the hell out of you.
You know, you should look on Twitter, Scotty, because Kathy Bacon has exactly the opposite opinion as you. I'm sure, financially speaking, she would say, yes, put an entire, you know, one of your entire salaries towards the house. I'm sure she would agree on that. However, she has already tweeted me and said that we should build. So, and I have built before. I mean, the house in Texas, we designed. I mean, you're not really designing a house, right? You go in, they have floor plans. It's not like we're picking a plot of land and we're meeting with an architect, you know, and all of that. It's like you go in, they say, we have the willow, we have the dogwood, we have the gramercy, we have the, you know, they have all these names of them. And then they're like, you can pick one of those, then you pick a lot, you know, you say, oh, I would like to be over by the pond, you know, or whatever. And then they say, great, we will do that. And then depending on the builder, usually they have like you meet with a designer or there's a design center or there's some process where you go in, they give you your options. You can look at the model house and you can say, oh, I really love the way you guys have done the kitchen, yada, yada. So there's a designer involved. It's not like you're doing it on your own. However, I will take your input. Kathy has now said we should build. You have said we shouldn't. I will weigh both of those options. Thank you.
Just speaking from experience of friends that have done this. So buy a second-hand house, and then you're already accepting the little things go, the little things that are wrong. So I think that's better. Okay, well, I'm going to turn here and go back to talk to my housemate and see what he's doing, because I've just spotted him on the footpath. Bye.
All right, Scotty, we'll do that. Well, thank you for the call, Scotty. I appreciate it. And anyway, I appreciate the advice that you guys are giving me. Anyone else that has advice, I mean, like I said, I've bought a house once, but by no means am I an expert. And we're probably going to make some bad mistakes. We're probably going to make some mistakes. We're probably going to make some bad decisions. But my thing about building is I'm very particular. And all of the photos that my mom, because my mom is so excited that we're buying a house. And she's known for 6 months that we were going to be buying a house this year. And so she's got all the home buying apps. Zillow is the main one. And she's like showing us houses. Every time we go over, she's like, oh, look at this house. Oh, look at this other house. Oh, do you like this one? You know, do you like this one? And I'm like, Mom, and I know I've already said this, I'm repeating myself. I'm like, Mom, we can't even like a house because by the time we can actually buy it, because we have a lease and we don't want to pay a mortgage and a rent. Like, you know, we're locked into this lease until the end of June. And I'm like, so it's not like we can go in and make an offer today. Now, we're getting closer to the point where we can, because I think it can take a month or two to close. We're almost in March now. So, you know, if we actually went and made an offer in a house in the beginning of March, we probably could move the move-in date to like May. So we might be paying like a month and a half of rent on top of mortgage. So we're getting to that point where we can do both. I mean, we can look now. But Mom's just been so excited. She's just like, you know, back in November, she was showing us houses. And anyway, so, you know, it's just one of those things. But unfortunately, I have to go out of town this weekend. But hopefully next weekend, we can figure out what realtor we want to meet and meet with the realtor. And then, you know, just kind of tell them, you know, this is our budget. And yada, yada, yada. So I'm excited, but I'm a little stressed because I know what a stressful process it is. And if we get one, if we get a pre-existing house, like a pre-existing condition, if we get a pre-existing house, then I know I'm going to have things that I don't like. And so then there's another question of, well, should we lower our budget a little bit if it's going to be a pre-existing house? And get a contractor to go in and fix the things that we don't like immediately before we move in. You know, like if we don't like the kitchen, should we put back, you know, $20,000 or how much ever it is to, I don't know how much it costs to build a kitchen. It depends on which HGTV show you're watching. If you're watching Fixer Upper, it takes the entire budget no matter what it is, and they have to remove the basement every single time. And for those of you who don't watch Fixer Upper, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but basically, I've got a show, I can explain it. Basically, they have this couple. One of them wants to fix up their existing home. One of them wants to move. They have a designer and a realtor, and they're competing against each other. And the designer is given a budget and said, you must fix this, 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 and this in order for us to stay in this house. And the realtor is given a list. We need this, 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 and this if you want to convince us to buy a new house. And you know, it's all staged. I'm sure they already know what they're going to do before they even go on the show. But anyway, regardless, the designer, Hillary, I love, and I always want her to win. Although she's a little bit of a bitch, but you know, whatever. I love her anyway. But if the house has a basement that needs to be remodeled, you can guarantee that something's going to come up that's going to screw her budget. And the first thing that's going to be removed is the basement. She's going to say, sorry guys, I just can't do the basement. Or another thing is, if they ask for a deck or like to convert a deck into another room, that's the first thing that's going to be removed from her list every time. But it always goes the same. Like, she removes things from the list as the episode, and she does less and less and less. So if you get Hillary, it's going to be a really expensive kitchen. Although she does a really good job. You know. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know. The kitchen is very important to me. I must have a room that can be a studio. And I would love to have, like, Ethernet. And I would love to have the studio set up the way I want it as far as wiring and stuff like that. It'll be an exciting process. Also, no matter what, I am buying a damn hot tub. And having it delivered before we ever move in, because I've always wanted a hot tub, and Mark is making me wait until we own a house. Now I can afford a hot tub. We are getting a damn hot tub. That's all I'm saying. So if anyone wants to come over and use the hot tub, by all means, we're going to have one. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ+ and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.